Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome in now Jimmy Smith of TigerDetails.com. He's the publisher. Jimmy, when it rains, it pours for LSU. More bad news, Derek Stingley Jr. out indefinitely with a foot injury. So, again, the Tigers can't catch a break.
I'm telling you, and I think we're one storm away from the great flood out here, right? I mean, it's been raining bad news in Baton Rouge and across southeast Louisiana as related to LSU football since the championship, really. And then, as you stated, when it rains, it pours. I mean, this team just keeps getting bad news on and off the field. And, you know, at some point, they've got to break through that.
Jimmy, right now at 3-2, what would a loss to Kentucky mean for Coach O's future?
Oh, I think it would almost be day by day at that point, I would think, right? I mean, you're coming off of a 500 season last year. You're barely above 500, 8-7 since the championship game. Yeah, I would think a loss at Kentucky, you know, if he sees the next week, I think there's potential there that there could be an abrupt change right there if that were to happen, especially if it's a bad showing, a bad loss. You know, but there are a lot of games left on the schedule, and the thought for some in those offices is that, you know, there's opportunities ahead for him to right the ship. There's a lot of big games ahead, but at the same time, there's probably more opportunities ahead for this thing to fall apart even worse. So, you know, there's a lot of people really paying attention to this game this week, and I think this game right here could be pivotal in Ed Orgeron's career at LSU.
Now, Jimmy, is there a magic number you got to get to 8 wins, 9 wins, or whatever it might be, considering what the buyout would cost and all going forward? Because I think that comes into play. And it's always it's also like you're trending. But when you look at it, I don't think people would guess this. After 64 games at LSU, coaching the LSU Fighting Tigers, Nick Saban and Ed Orgeron have the same exact record at 48-16. 75 winning percentage. I don't think people would guess that because it's all how you're trending at the time. And then, you know, you always want to coach and change and all that. So when I look at the two guys that, okay, if it's not Coach O, then what was the two top candidates? You go Tom Herman or Jimbo Fisher. Well, where's Tom Herman? What is he doing? He's fishing? I don't even know. Is he coaching anywhere? Then you look at Jimbo Fisher. They're probably going to lose 3 games in a row. They just lost to Mississippi State, and he's now 29-12 with the Aggies. His winning percentage is 70%. So, you know, when you think you got a magical answer and that Coach O's not the answer, look at a contract that Jimbo Fisher was able to attain. And then when you look at Tom Herman, it's not a perfect science, obviously.
No, and you do roll the dice anytime you make one of these moves, you know, with a coaching search. And I think coming into the season, 8-4 would have been frowned upon. I think 8-4 right now, with what they have in front of them and what we've seen through 5 games this year,
right?
I think a lot of people would be pleased with that. I think if he was able to ride the storm and finish the season out and finish 8-4, you're looking at some big wins in that 8-4 record. If there's only 2 losses remaining, you still got Florida, Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Arkansas,
yeah,
Kentucky. So, I mean, if you go 4-2 against those guys, it's certainly, you know, is a positive step forward, and he'd probably be retained. The thing is this next few games, this next stretch, is he even going to be given that amount of time? And
right.
I think coming off that 5-5 season, all the off season things, right? and some of the things he said and done publicly. I mean, all of this is really piling on at one time. And back to the comment you made about Saban and Orgeron, I saw those stats, and I'll just remind you and others, there were the program was at two different states when those guys took over.
Without a doubt.
Nick Saban built LSU to what it is today. So he was, in my eyes, far more successful with what he walked into and what he left than maybe what Ed Orgeron or Les Miles were able to achieve at during their times at LSU.
I agree with that 1,000%.
Jimmy Smith.
Not a small percentage, 1,000%.
Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com publisher. Jimmy, has this slow start impacted recruiting in any way for LSU?
I would think so. You know, and it might not be as noticeable in this class. You know, recruiting usually lags a year behind the team's success, right? And so it's the young juniors right now that are just starting to be recruited that are building out their list and top list and listening to all the schools. Those are the schools that are going to be affected. Those are the kids that are going to be affected most by these performances. The kids they've been recruiting for a while, I'm sure it has some negative impact on them. But if you're an offensive lineman, you're thinking, heck, I can walk in and start. And when you talk to a lot of these kids on the ground, that's the things they're saying. I can walk in and start. And that's the weak link of the team right now. And so you hear some of those talks. But in the end, if you've got a coach on the hot seat, right, and he's riding the hot seat throughout the season and makes it, let's say he makes it and everything works out well and they're at 8-4 and some big victories on the way, he's still on the hot seat going into next year. You still allow other schools to negative recruit you and right. Let those kids know that hot seat that he's sitting on. The fan base isn't fully supportive. The boosters aren't fully supportive. He has lost some support within the boosters itself, which isn't a good sign for a coach that's struggling and trying to hold on to a job. So in the end, it definitely is going to have a negative effect. It's really hard to put a finger at exactly when and where. But typically these type of things definitely set a school back in their ability to recruit prospects.
Real quick, Jimmy, explain where he's lost some of the boosters. What does that mean in terms of – that means that there are some boosters that perhaps might be willing to ante up to pay his buyout. Is that right?
Well, yeah, you know, we got to keep in mind, you know, that whole hiring process, Jimbo, Tom Herman, Ed Orgeron, when he was hired – It wasn't the most supported hiring we've seen in LSU history, right? There were some naysayers from day one and some doubters along the way. And even when they wrote that, they had that magical season in 2019, still saw some of that popping up. You know, oh, he's lucky, he caught lightning in a bottle, that's not even his team.
Jimmy, I'd rather be lucky than good. Think about in life. One of the greatest seasons, you're undefeated ever. I mean, you cannot take that away. Now, you might say, well, it's lucky. Well, a lot of great coaches are never lucky.
Well, good teams are lucky. Good coaches sometimes get luck.
Yeah, but a lot of times you don't have that luck.
Yeah, and that was the greatest season I think I'd ever seen, right? I think statistically, the gauntlet they went through with their schedule, and you can never take that away from them. I think what people have seen, though, is the hires since then. And I think the hires are really going to play a big role in the way he's viewed.
That makes sense.
From these boosters. Yeah. And the hires since, I mean, you know, outside of Joe Brady, has there been a strong hire?
Well, they need to bring back Steve Ensminger. Jimmy, people give Joe Brady so much credit. When they won the championship, Steve Ensminger was calling the plays. Joe Brady was giving his input on third down. I mean,
out of Joe's playbook, though.
Okay, out of Joe's playbook, but Steve Ensminger, it's a talent to call plays and be one or two plays ahead, which I think Coach Pete's in over his head because he's like a virgin. Do we give Steve Ensminger enough credit?
No.
I'm friends with Steve, but I think a lot of times as LSU fans, we don't give him enough credit what he actually did to run the offense and call plays.
No, I'm with you. And he was a major role in Joe Burrow's development. Prior to Joe Brady's arrival, Joe spoke very highly of his time with Ensminger and getting him ready to be a productive college quarterback. I think he doesn't get enough credit. He definitely deserves more credit. And Ed Orgeron played a huge role in that. Steve Ensminger didn't want that job. Ed talked him into it, right? Throw some big money at him, tell him, hey, ride this last wave into retirement. And he did it for his guy. And in the end, it was very successful. They attached him to Joe Brady, and it was a match made in heaven, right? But since then, I mean, outside of that situation, what do we have? Matt Canada, Jake Pete's first-time play caller, is being rumored to be getting advice from Steve Zinsminger as we speak on how to call plays. Like, this is LSU football.
Right.
And you've got two first-time coordinators. In week one, we go up. They go up against a Chip Kelly team, a former NFL coach.
And UCLA is the middle of the road. Jimmy, I'm just looking. They lost to Fresno State, and Arizona State beat them by two or three touchdowns.
Right. And so now when you look at that, wouldn't it be wise to surmise that maybe they were just out-coached in that game? And if you're out-coached.
I agree. I agree. That first game against UCLA, I would say that's a fair assessment. Now, Jimmy, go ahead.
So you go into the season knowing that this is a make-or-break year potentially for you as a head coach. You've got two big hires that you have to make. And this is the product, and this is what you come out with. And that's what's not sitting well in the mouths of a lot of these boosters and a lot of these people that are writing these checks. You know, every coach that's been fired or let go, every bad hire, they've had to pay for. And at some point, that well runs dry, and it's starting to feel like that well could be drying up.
Now, Jimmy, I don't know if I've ever witnessed this all through the years, growing up as a Tiger fan, watching T-Bob be part of the process on the offensive line in the trenches. Everyone follows the football. I have never seen offensive line suck this much. I know it's college kids. You don't want to talk bad about them. I don't even think they soft as cotton. It's like the cotton ain't even there. It's like air. I mean, what? I'm like, if I'm a top lineman, was the kid out of Monroe? Hell yeah, you're going to come as a freshman out of high school and start for LSU. I have never seen in the history of LSU football that I've witnessed this week of an offensive line. I mean, have you, Jimmy? I mean, enlighten me.
No, I would say since the turn of this century, this is probably the least productive and least impressive offensive line group we've seen in the LSU uniform. And I've watched a lot of these other teams within the state, Tulane, ULL, La Tech. I would think Tulane's offensive line could be better at this point, right? And that goes back to recruiting and talent evaluating. You know, maybe it took a little too long to replace James Craig, who really did very little on the recruiting trail to bolster that position group. You know, and again, whose responsibility is that to see that and to manage the roster properly and make those adjustments? You know, so there's a lot of blame that could be placed at a lot of different places. But at the end, it all falls at the feet of the head coach. And I think that's what a lot of people are looking at right now.
Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com, friend of the program. Jimmy, what's on the site right now?
Yeah, just Stingley news, of course, swept across today. Didn't really surprise anybody, but that's the big talk. Definitely a lot of people on the message board wishing him well and all that good stuff, getting our pressers ready and all the comments from Ed Orgeron and Kentucky staff heading into this week and what's really going to be a big game for both programs.
And, Jimmy, did you know that tidbit information that I revealed? I know Mike D'Antonio has stumped him. You know, you could go and Google anything. But the last time Kentucky started 6-0, they're 5-0. Last time they were 6-0, Paul Bear Bryant was the coach in 1950. Because we think of Junction Boys and A&M in Alabama. I thought that a lot of people don't realize that unless you truly follow it, that the Bear was a big time at Kentucky where it all started.
I'm gonna be honest. I consider myself to be somewhat of a historian, not on Bobby Hebert's level of football history and knowledge. I didn't know that, you know, so I was surprised to hear that coming into the segment. You know, that was pretty surprising to me, and what a great story for that program.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a underdog kind of guy, right? I root for the underdog. So anytime I see a program like that, especially one that's had success in other sports, that's really tried hard to find ways to elevate their other sports, when they find success, it's a good story. And, 5-0, very interesting 5-0.
Well,
impressive win.
Exactly. Just like their coach, Coach Stoops. How could you not like Coach Stoops? He's like the stepchild Stoops. Not his brother at Oklahoma. That's why I like him. He's just like as blue-collar as it gets.
Oh, he's a grinder. He's a grinder, and his team takes on his persona, right? If you look at their wins, I mean, most of them are single-score games, whether it's Tennessee, Chattanooga, or Florida. The differential's the same. So this team just finds a way to win. They play for their coach, and recruits always speak highly of him and their staff too. They just don't have the name and the logo and the prowess of some of these other schools, but let them continue this run. And with the resources they have, it could certainly change.
Jimmy, you know what's crazy about this stat? This stat is crazy about this matchup between LSU and Kentucky. Bobby and I were talking about this yesterday. Kentucky is -9 in the takeaway-giveaway ratio, and they're 5-0.
To me, that's never happened. Jimmy, I don't know in the history of football that, boy, you want to talk about a horseshoe up you, you know what. But what? If you're -9, you wouldn't think, Jimmy, you winning anything. That was amazing when Christian told me that.
-9, and when you look at the point totals they've allowed, what that tells me is that is a scrappy fight, put it on the line defense. That's what I hear. When you tell me -9, and I look, and yet they're only allowing 13 to this team and 20 to this team, and they're undefeated. That is a scrappy unit on that defensive side of the ball.
Jimmy, thanks a bunch for the time, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
we'll
Jimmy.
Step away and come back. Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.